Housing feature, the Senate, it's for the Tuesday dinner report, Tuesday the 14th of January dinner report, and it is date specific at the end, this version is anyway. And it starts with sounds from the cafeteria, which I will fade up and run for a couple seconds, and then start my intro. It's got an intro script which the host has to read, otherwise it'll make no sense at all. And it will come down in about 3, 2, and 1. Back in the fall of 1990, several male residents in Place Vanier were suspended after a much-publicized incident in which vulgar, sexually explicit, and sometimes threatening notes were distributed by the male students to dorms of some of their female counterparts. A number of the students who were suspended have appealed, appearing before the Senate's Appeals Committee. Their grounds for appeal have now prompted a call for an official investigation. That call came from Dr. Jean Elder, an associate professor of history and arts faculty student advisor, who was concerned by the content of the appeal committee's final report.
Which indicated there was a problem in the residences. The students who were charged last year with whatever it was, mischief, I guess, defended themselves by saying that they were not doing anything that was not commonplace in the residences.
As a result, the Senate is now considering an investigation which would look into the quality of life in the residences and see if anything much has changed since that Caribou House episode. Geraldine O'Keefe is now a first-year resident in Kwok House at Totem Park. She says she thinks things have probably changed a little bit since those suspensions.
I would imagine so. I mean, nobody wants to get suspended, so they probably would be a bit more careful if they were to try anything like that.
The proposed investigation would also look at the training and selection of housing advisors, the older students who live in the residences, to advise and help younger students. The report from the Caribou House episode claims that the advisors were implicitly involved in the incident because they didn't move in to stop the notes being sent and may have lent out keys allowing the raids to take place. Scott Mountain is a residence advisor this year in Totem Park.
Well, whether or not the incident that's in the report actually occurred, I'm not too sure because I wasn't involved in that particular incident. But in my experience, that sort of thing is definitely not happening. Not only do people not do that, but everybody is totally aware that that's not appropriate conduct as an advisor, and that sort of thing doesn't go on. And, I mean, that's, again, my personal experience, but certainly nobody that I know as a host advisor would do that. And it's not going on frequently, even if it did occur at that one time. It's not happening every day, that's for sure.
Mountain also says that the training and selection procedures which may come under review are currently pretty thorough.
There's a pretty heavy interview process and application process that advisors go through, and that really is set up to select people that would be good for the job. But on top of that, we do arrive in residence a week early and go through a week of really intensive training that, I guess doesn't prepare us for every situation, but prepares us as much as possible. And also throughout the year during the job, we do receive, there are programs put on for us and more sort of on-the-job training. And we also have access to experienced advisors and are encouraged to, you know, if we're not sure of a situation, to go and ask somebody that knows what's going on. And so, in my opinion, the training's fairly well done.
So what are the problems this year in residence at UBC? Once again, first-year student Geraldine O'Keefe.
It would probably be something to do with the noise levels and trying to maintain the noise level at what hour, and sort of encourage a bit more studying, like study groups and things together like this, because there is a lot of organized events, but I mean there's a lot of organized events even on weeknights and everything like that, but there doesn't seem that many organized events around studying, sort of thing. So a sort of a study group. Another problem we have is that none of the girls are supposed to walk alone at night. So if we want to go to the library, we have to organize it ahead of time, and you have to get somebody to walk you there and walk you back or find somebody to go with. So a lot of the time, that becomes a pain, and you just don't go to the library, and then you try and study here, and you don't get it done properly. So there's a lot of problems with trying to find a good place to study.
The UBC Senate meets again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the Curtis Building on campus, at which time some decision about an investigation may be made if bureaucratic red tape doesn't sideline it. In the meantime, says advisor Scott Mountain, he would welcome any investigation.
Again, in my opinion, I think it'd be great if they came and checked things out. I think they'd be impressed with what they saw.
For the CITR Dinner Report, I'm Ian Gunn at Totem Park.